So far this year, Walmart and Macy's have both announced major store closings. But at the same time, cities like New York are seeing a resurgence in big retail, with 5 major stores planning openings in Manhattan by 2018, according to the Wall Street Journal. And of course, online sales continue to climb as well. But what about the things you can't or don't want to get online? We've all heard about food deserts, but are we also creating retail deserts? Let's turn to Neil Saunders. He's managing director at the retail research firm Conlumino. Neil, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So first of all, can you help us reconcile this fact that Macy's and Walmart are closing, you know, a lot of their or many of their outlets, but other retailers are planning to open in new locations? What does this mean for retail overall?
Well, I think that's a very good description. And I think what it shows in retail is that the present time, there's an awful lot of churn. And the reason for that churn is because our shopping habits are changing. Some retailers have found that what they used to have in terms of stores, what they developed 10, 20 years ago, isn't really relevant and isn't really working as it should do. Some of the stores aren't profitable, for example. So they're shutting them down and they're closing outlets in places that really aren't making money. But at the same time, other retailers are saying, well, look, there are certain locations where we're not present at the moment, but we'd like to be. The whole picture is very complicated because it is one of great change at the moment, and it has some positive aspects to it, and it has some negative aspects to it as well.
Well, let's talk about a little bit more about the impacts here before we get into the positive and negatives, because, I mean, Macy's and Walmart are sort of big name brand, almost department store like retailers. I mean, Macy's definitely, Walmart not so much department store, but you understand what I mean. You can get a lot of things at both retailers. When they close down, it seems as if they must impact the little retail ecosystem that exists around each one of these major stores, no?
Well, that's certainly true, because it depends on the location, of course, but in some locations, a big Walmart store, for example, might be one of the few places you can go to get certain items. Things like food are quite common. You can get those in a lot of places. But if you needed something like a saucepan or a shoelace, Walmart may be the place that you get that, especially in a rural area.
Well, and especially when it's the Walmarts of the world that probably drove out the smaller stores that existed in those rural areas.
Well, that's right, because in the past you would have had quite a lot of different retailers, a lot of different chains, usually small, maybe some independent. The big box retailers like Walmart came in, undercut prices, and of course that meant that those smaller shops closed. But the sort of flip side of that was that the communities which they serve became much more dependent on a store like Walmart. So when they now withdraw, there isn't an awful lot left in some places to serve that local community. And obviously that can be a problem.
So, I mean, that brings us squarely to this notion of retail deserts. Is it largely a rural or small town phenomenon, or are we seeing something similar even in urban areas?
I think it's a mix of both. It's certainly a problem in some smaller rural areas because those places don't often have the population density to support a big retail ecosystem. So they're very reliant on maybe one or two large stores. Big urban cities in the central locations of those cities really are not affected by this. But when you go out to some of the suburban areas or perhaps some of the poorer neighbourhoods within the cities, those places, again, can be starved of retail service. And it's interesting that it isn't just a problem for rural or urban areas. It's a problem really across the board in suburban, rural and urban locations.
Interesting. So, I mean, I believe that obviously one option for residents in these areas is, of course, online shopping. Is the formation of these retail deserts part of what's contributing to the continuing growth of online shopping or not?
I think it's a very chicken and egg situation because I think in some ways online has contributed to the decision by some retailers to close stores, because in the past, before the internet existed, which seems like a very long time ago now, really a Walmart or a Macy's was the place you would go for variety and choice. But now the internet means you can get almost anything you want online, and with delivery improving, you can actually get it very quickly as well, even if you're in a rural area. Now, of course, that's fine for people that use the internet, but the concern is that in some of these locations, some of the households that perhaps are less affluent and some of the older generations that live there don't use the internet. And for them, I think the withdrawal of some of these shops is a particular problem because they don't really have the alternative of going onto the internet to buy their products. So they're really hard hit by the withdrawal of retailers.
Well, Neil Saunders is managing director at Conlumino, a retail research firm. Neil, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.